Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Fall is bulb planting time, and that doesn't just mean flowers. While garlic and other alliums can flower, we're talking about planting garlic cloves to produce bulbs for eating next year. The first place to start is with the seed stock. So-called garlic seed is actually just cloves from a larger cluster. It's best to source your garlic from another grower or gardening supplier. Grocery store garlic usually isn't good quality to eventually harvest. When breaking open a whole bulb of garlic, select some of the largest cloves for planting. Small cloves can be saved for cooking as they have less energy to make strong plants next year. Plant within a few days of opening the bulb so the cloves don't desiccate or dry out. Ideally, plant them the same day you open them. Garlic does best in looser soil, so if the ground is loamy, then great. And if not, till it and add plenty of organic matter or compost. Plant cloves 2 to 3 inches deep with the pointed end up and the root end down. Space individual plants 4 to 5 inches between them and about 10 inches between rows. Now, what kind of garlic is best? That usually comes down to preference, but varieties tend to have their favorite growing conditions. The largest difference is between hardneck and softneck varieties. The hardnecks have a seed stock that goes all the way down to the bulb and tends to result in larger, more distinct cloves. They tend to be more winter hardy, so are generally more common in Kansas. Hardneck garlic puts on flower stalks called scapes in the spring. Garlic scapes can be clipped to direct energy back towards the bulb, and they can also be cooked and eaten, much like a green onion. The other group is the softnecks, which usually have sporadic clusters of cloves in the bulb. Most grocery store garlic is a softneck silverskin variety. Softneck varieties usually have the longer storage life compared to hardneck. A recommended softneck variety is Inchelium Red, while some hardneck recommendations are Purple Glazer, Chesnock Red, and Music. More varieties can be found in garden catalogs and websites. Just be aware that some won't perform well in our area. After planting the selected variety in a good soil, it only needs a little water or a light drenching if the weather is very dry. Roots will set and sometimes greens might grow if it stays mild for too long. The bulk of leaf production happens in the spring, and actually, a large amount of the bulb formation won't happen until closer to summer. Harvest occurs in late June to July. Stop watering when they're starting to turn yellow, pull them up when only a few green leaves remain. Leave them to dry in a warm, dry area for up to 6 weeks. Then they can be cut back to about an inch of stem. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.